SRN News. I'm John Scott. U.S. officials say the U.S. and British militaries bombed more than a dozen sites used by Iranian-backed Houthis. The military targets included air defense and coastal radar sites, drone and missile storage, and launching locations.
The military targets include logistical hubs, air defense systems, and weapons storage locations. The strike marks the first U.S. military response against the Houthis for what has been a persistent campaign of drone and missile attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea. The coordinated military assault comes just a week after the White House and a host of partner nations issued a final warning to the Houthis to cease the attacks or face potential military action. The impact of the warning was short-lived. Houthi rebels fired their largest ever barrage of drones and missiles targeting ships. Then, 2 days later, the Houthis fired an anti-ship ballistic missile. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Justice Department says it will seek the death penalty against the now 20-year-old gunman convicted of killing 10 black shoppers at a Buffalo supermarket in 2022.
There is no death penalty in New York, so when the young white supremacist Peyton Gendron was sentenced for the 10 killings last year, he received life in prison without parole. But the federal government has the option of seeking capital punishment in the hate crimes case against him. Gendron had said if prosecutors declined to seek the death penalty, he would automatically plead guilty to the hate crimes. The Justice Department rarely seeks capital punishment because President Biden opposes that penalty.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn with that report. The Dow is down 153 points and the NASDAQ losing 13. This is SRN News. Assisted suicide shaping up to be a big issue in 2024.
Legislation that would legalize the practice has been introduced in 10 states, including Michigan, New York, and Pennsylvania. Several other states are expected to follow suit, although it is not expected that all those measures will actually be approved. Pro-life advocates warn that a so-called right to die can quickly turn into a responsibility to die, affecting the old and disabled in a disproportionate measure. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Ireland are considering a hate speech bill that critics say would criminalize speech and threaten freedom of religion. The legislation would outlaw any speech that incites hatred or violence against a protected group, and that would include members of the LGBT community. Christians argue that simply quoting the Bible under the proposed law would be a violation. This is SRN News. The U.S. will intensify its oversight of Boeing after a series of problems.
The FAA is going to keep a closer eye on Boeing after that panel blew off a jetliner in mid-flight last week, the latest in a string of problems for Boeing's 737 MAX 9 aircraft. The FAA will increase oversight of the company and audit the 737 MAX 9 production line, as well as the company's parts suppliers, to check on quality procedures. This comes just a day after the FAA announced an investigation into whether Boeing failed to make sure that the panel that flew off the Alaska Airlines jet was safe. The plane had to make an emergency landing, but fortunately nobody was said to be seriously hurt. I'm Rita Foley.
Jackson, Mississippi's water manager says a new round of test results did not find any E. coli in the city's water supply. However, a boil water notice is still in effect. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.